Al Roche grew up in the Cincinnati area and stopped by on his way to an antique show in Brimfield, Massachusetts. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Al.
Thank you, Lee.
You're down in Texas now.
Yeah, we live in Canton, Texas, which is home of the world-famous trade days, which basically means about 500,000 people go through your small town of 4,000 people once a month, 12 times a year.
Who's set up there?
You're going to find actual retail people. It's a real flea market. They still trade goats and chickens. It's grand. There's the more finished stuff I'm in the flea market at. It's the most fun. It's where the old things are.
And what kind of things do you set up with now?
I'm selling iron sculptures I make. We're selling furniture. If it's not alive, we can sell it.
And your wife, Tenny, she's also a dealer. What kind of things does she set up?
She sells textiles, vintage linens, old fabrics, things like that. Oh, and we're pushing nightshirts this year, vintage nightshirts.
Made out of what kind of fabric?
Linen, actually. Yeah, they're all from the turn of the century, which would be the 19th to 20th century, as opposed to the 20th to the 21st, which we have found ourselves in.
So yes. How long have you been doing antiques?
I've been selling antiques for around 35 years.
What kind of trends are happening in the past 10 years have you seen?
Deco continues to echo, and everything that I used to think was old is now considered ancient, and the stuff I grew up with is really old to everybody else. We were in a mall yesterday. It's like everything I'm looking at, I'm older than. 10 years ago, there was things from 150 years ago. Those are gone. They're eaten up. We're in collections, I can only hope. And now it's the 50s.
So you're on your way to Brimfield. What's that show like?
That's where the trends are set for antiques in America. That's where what hot is or what's going to determine what's hot. We sell to the world in Brimfield. We sell to the Japanese are coming. We sell to the Australians, the Germans, the Spanish, the French, the English. It's where antiques happen in the United States that's really worth going to more than any other place. And the food's wonderful.
The food's wonderful.
Where else can you eat lobster while you shop?
Oh, that's true. Brimfield is how far from the ocean?
About 80 miles. It's 2 hours to the Cape.
And there are a lot of folks who come down from New York City, a lot of designers.
Yeah, we settle a lot of those people. They're buying the old stuff because they're reproducing it with a certain twist. They'll twitch it out some and sell it again. And we've been doing it long enough that now we're seeing what they've done for sale and realizing, oh, yeah, we had the original one we sold to thus and so way back when before they did this. And no, we shouldn't buy that again simply because we own the first one there was.
How long is Brimfield?
It runs Tuesday through Sunday.
And how many dealers are set up on how many acres?
There are 22 antique shows going on in the course of 5 days over about a mile and a half stretch of road. And how many acres? Oh, a couple of thousand, I guess.
And when you go to Brimfield, you take different things than when you go to Canton?
I take better things. I sell a whole lot of sculpture up there. That's turned into one of my better markets. So Brimfield wants things finished and ready to go, as opposed to Canton, which is more of, well, I like that, I can build one. Just sell me the parts. Brimfield is a faster-paced place. They see it. If I don't get it, somebody else is going to be right behind me wanting it. So I don't have a week to make up my mind. I got to get it now, which augurs really well for us.
You mentioned your sculpture. Tell us when you started doing art and what are you doing?
Currently, I've been building things all my life. I went through the phase where I was making furniture out of surfboards and water skis. I got into canoe furniture and tables and chairs. Did the antler chandelier thing for a while. I merged into welding about 5 years ago. And a friend of mine gave me a short course and gave me a welder, and she sent me on my merry way, and I got home and played with it and got into it and bought a belter welder, and I've been building things out of old farm equipment ever since. I am recycling America one little piece at a time.
Are you in any art galleries?
I'm in an art gallery in Athens, Texas, the 211 Cooperative. That just opened. Other than that, you have to come see me at shows or look me up on my website.
Have you been selling your sculptures up in New York?
Yes, I have. Well, actually, I sell them in Brimfield, and they end up in New York. They end up in Maine. I'm on Rhode Island. Any New England state, I'm there now. We sold two orbs to a guy who owns a mountain in New Hampshire, and we placed them in July. That was really a lot of fun. Placed an orb in Rhode Island right near Block Island and was served lobster roll sandwiches for lunch for bringing it over for them. I work it into where you have to feed me. If I'm showing up with something you bought, you better feed me. It's just part of the deal.
So you're using farm machinery parts?
Right, right.
Find a lot of those down in Texas?
It all comes down to Texas because it's all being bought by other dealers in the Midwest. They go to farm auctions and they disassemble the stuff. They bring the parts they figure someone can use down to Texas, and I'm right there, and it's wonderful.
Are you selling anything on Etsy?
No, I'm not. I'm a believer that you got to see it and feel it and touch it and caress it if you want to buy it, and buying it just a picture, I'm just not into that.
Do you think that eBay has affected antique malls and your buying at all?
It has a lot. Because eBay is open to the world, essentially, and you have an object that you sold on eBay to some guy in Australia or Manhattan, and he paid an obscene amount of money for, doesn't mean the next one's going to be worth that much. That just simply means two guys at one time were willing to go really close to that price, whereas the truth is, it's not like that in what I call the real world, I guess. It's more like, okay, yeah, I had one. Yes, we sold it. Great. Now we're going to get more. When I'm buying pieces, it's like, oh, well, you know, the iron spiky things. Oh, yeah, well, guys pay $67.50 a piece for those on eBay. I'm thinking, well, that's terrific. I pay like $5 or $6. But then I don't want one. I want 100 of them at a time. So maybe it's my method of buying that changes that. But I think really eBay has dramatically changed how business is being done anymore, and I don't know if that's all for the good.
Was the Midwest still a good place to buy?
Sure is. I've just been to an auction, and it's been grand.
What's the rest of the year hold for you?
We're doing shows monthly. We do monthly flea markets. The rest of this year, Brimfield, we go back and do Canton, then the Warrington show runs for 3.5 weeks. Then my wife will do a quilt show in Houston, the Houston Quilt Show, which is the biggest one there is. And then we're going to do another show in Dallas. It's kind of a world market thing.
How many miles have you put on your van this year?
About 65,000 so far this year.
How long do your vans last?
We're getting 8 to 10 years out of a van. We just take care of it. Maintenance is everything.
One last question. Do you see any trends in collectibles or antiques?
Oh, yeah. Mid-centuries coming on strong. People are always going to want to buy good art. The industrial look is, I think it's peaked out, but people still want it. But the industrial mid-century thing, that's all the stuff that basically people like, well, you and I grew up with because we were kind of mid-century people. And now our kids want it. Because it reminds them of us. And to go back much further than that, I don't think they understand that part.
So Victorian furniture or any of the 30s, Depression, the 20s furniture?
It's slowing way down. Okay, primitives are almost a dog on the market except for a few select collectors. The 20s and 30s stuff, if it's not real cool, they're just not into it.
Mission,
arts and crafts is still good. I think it'll always be good. Just clean, tasteful lines.
Well, have a safe trip to Brimfield.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure, Lee.
You can find a link to Al's website at wvxu.org. I've been speaking with Al Roche, sculptor, antique dealer from Canton, Texas. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay. Just can't wait to get on.